Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're live. It is January 6, 2008. That's going to take some getting used to. My first live Sunday show since the new year. I interviewed Congressman Ron Paul for the 50-something time over the years this Friday. We're going to be playing some excerpts of that this evening. Of course, the big news is he got more than double the amount of votes that the supposed GOP frontrunner got, Rudolph Giuliani in Iowa, on Thursday in the first big primary. It doesn't matter. Fox News is not including him in the debate that starts right now. Instead, it's going to be a sweetheart event with five fake conservatives, five fake Americans, five big government, open border, anti-gun, every single one of them, illegal alien promoting, amnesty loving trash. And that's how they operate, because Ron Paul, depending on which poll you look at, is going to get second or third place in New Hampshire. Of course, Jimmy Carter got 1% in New Hampshire. Bill Clinton lost New Hampshire. This is a big deal to have Ron Paul being the number one money earner in campaign in the last quarter of 2007. Exactly $20 million in some change. Just a little bit over $20 million. In fact, he is neck and neck with Hillary, who was the biggest earner, period, in the last quarter of 2007, and he's set to continue that record. In fact, he's trying to dwarf that. Instead of just raising, the goal was $12 million, they raised $20 million. Now their goal is $24 million in this next quarter. Ron Paul has come from nowhere in the last year. He was known to my audience, of course, but not a household word. Not even most politicos didn't know who Ron Paul was a year ago. Now he has been the most searched term on Google for the last 4 months straight. The most searched term on Google and Yahoo, I should add, and every other major search engine. He has continually been the most searched term for coming up on 4 months. Unprecedented there. His trajectory shows continual growth, and he would no doubt win the Republican nomination and win most of the primaries if he had just a few more months to continue to grow. The problem is there's also a lot of evidence now of fraud in Iowa coming out, despite the fact that he did get 10.5% of the vote. Giuliani got 4%. The evidence and exit polls are looking like he came in second place. And if you don't believe there isn't cheating in these caucuses when it's wide open to it and witnesses even saw some things going on, I got a bridge I'm happy to sell you on the moon or some oceanfront property in Michigan. Now, we've got the spokesman for the campaign, the head of their media operations, their press secretary, Jesse Benton, joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 20 minutes. Boy, my Friday show was amazing. We had Ron Paul on. We had his son, Dr. Rand Paul, on. We had Big Daddy Don Garlitz, the undisputed king of drag racing history, big supporter of Ron Paul. We had the head of the campaign, Mr. Snyder, head of the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, and we had Trevor Lyman, the guy behind all the big money bombs and the blimp and the rest of it. And we launched and raised $25,000 in one day. It's been a couple thousand each day since then. They haven't updated it. That's Ron Paul aircore.com or link through at ronpaulwarroom.com. I also launched ronpaulwarroom.com last Thursday. and it's already on the Alexa ratings, bigger than most major newspapers. You can go to the Alexa ratings and look that up. It's a good feeling to be able to launch a site in 2 days, have it bigger than most newspapers. That's an amazing thing. Because the establishment media is dying. The old-line media is imploding. And the alternative media is rising. And the establishment knows that. So they can steal this election from Ron Paul. They can kick him out of debates. They can cheat him. They can lie about him. But the idea, that's what Ron Paul and I talked about Friday, the idea of liberty is growing and gaining ground every day, and we're winning the war. They may even stage events and Benedict Arnold and cheat and win some battles, but they can see where everything's going, and that's the establishment losing big time. I know we've got quite a few callers already holding. The toll-free number is 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Texas. If you're listening to the Mothership, the station we bring you the syndicated transmission from, News Radio 590 KLBJ, it's 836-0590. And we've got two more affiliates last week to the show. I guess it's 22 stations carrying the transmission now, from San Diego to Niagara Falls to Tampa, Florida, to Austin, Texas, to Kansas City, to Wyoming, Montana. It is very exciting that we're this show, the Sunday show, now syndicated for about 9-10 months. We've been here for more than a year developing the show. It's just, I want to thank all those AM/FM affiliates, the listeners, all, everybody. Speaking of Ron Paul, RonPaulWarRoom.com. Some people said, well, why is it called a war room? Well, he's against war. Well, why is the campaign's money collections and contributions called a war chest? Why is an advertising campaign called a campaign? Why do they imply that football is war? Everything in life is war. If you don't know that, you got your head screwed on crooked. The Japanese openly say business is war. If you go to the Oxford Dictionary or the dictionary here in the U.S., Black's Dictionary, it will tell you that a war room is a term for a command center or conference room in a war or in a political campaign. Okay, that's why we called it RonPaulWarRoom.com. And this is a place where we now have thousands and thousands of members that have signed up. It takes about 2 seconds to sign up. It's really a live-action blog post, articles in whole or in part, whatever you like. Your own comments, stories you write, links to stories, videos, audios. There's been as much as 500 people posting at one time in there. I think it's just a few dozen in there right now. If you want to go to RonPaulWarRoom.com, I will. And also from the PrisonPlanet.com forum. We'll also take questions from there today and comments or point out any points that you make. This has become an amazing resource for us because it's so easy to sign up. Anybody can be involved. You can even go in there and attack me. There's no censorship unless you put porn up or threats, death threats and type stuff like that. Then we take you down. We haven't had to do that yet because there's no control. It's just so many angles, so many thoughts, so many tips, so many ideas that we then put on PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, TruthNews.us, just amazing. And Kurt Nemo got Ron Paul War Room up in about a week, so it's there for you, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I know we got a lot of callers here, and we're going to come back and take some of those. Just get right into Ron Paul, the debate, the censorship in the first hour. Second hour, we'll have some Ron Paul discussions and open phones or who you're supporting for election 2008. And the fact that the Republican Party of New Hampshire and their senator, Sununu, have voiced protest. Fox sponsors have pulled, threatened to pull. They say it's wrong. The Republican Party has now pulled out of the Fox debate that's going on right now, the Fox Forum. They say that Ron Paul should be in there because he beat Giuliani. ABC News set the criteria a week ago that they'd only take the top five candidates out of nine. And Ron Paul got in the top five, so ABC included him yesterday. Not Fox. They said they'd take the top five. Giuliani is not in the top five. He is falling apart everywhere because he's a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting ghoul, son of a mob boss. Oh, you didn't know that? Check it out, mainstream news. They don't care. They don't want you to know about a real conservative. They don't want a real conservative to make their fake conservatives look bad because you might wake up and save America. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
It's It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. 2/3 of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Paul joins us from New Hampshire. He is just absolutely amazing. Double digits, more than double what Giuliani got in Iowa. Congressman Dr. Ron Paul, thank you, sir, for spending time with us today.
Good to be with you.
I know we don't have long. We're about 5 minutes down, about 5 minutes after the break. So you've got the floor. What does this mean, what we've just witnessed?
Well, I think it indicates that we're doing quite well, and we keep moving up. I was looking at a chart this morning, which, you know, in May they showed me at zero. Then the next time they measured the support was at 4, and then it was 6, and then 8, and now it's 10. So, and I looked at the chart for, say, Thompson as well as Giuliani, and their curves are straight down. So I would say there's every reason to be encouraged, especially with us going into a state like New Hampshire. The one category that we won, which is not a surprise, and that is the independent type of people, the people who, you know, think of themselves as not being locked into a strong party position. And we won that category.
All right. Before the show ends today, I'm going to air about half of the about 15-minute interview I did with the congressman live from his car from the airport to a television interview Friday. Hey, Ron Paul is just great. So busy, and he still makes time for this transmission. Let me tell you about some of the news coming up in the next hour. We've got the head of the campaign, the head spokesman for the campaign, popping in the next segment, and we'll continue with your calls and talk about the situation of total censorship. And for those that are denying their censorship, that's what the head of the Republican Party in New Hampshire is calling it. That's what John Sununu is calling it. That's what a lot of different CEOs of companies that advertise on Fox are calling it. It's really bad. I mean, no one can deny that Ron Paul is rising. No one can deny that he's an amazing phenomenon. Then Fox said, well, he's not a top-tier candidate. And then he beat Giuliani in double numbers. I mean, he got more than double what Giuliani got. And they don't care. And so the debate's going on right now without him. And it's key on this night before because it's really about 24, 36 hours out. You know, the voting starts Tuesday morning there in New Hampshire. It's really key that they be able to see Congressman Ron Paul. And even a lot of big websites and news sites and newspapers, people who don't support Paul are saying this is really bad. Coming up in the second hour, now this is just the news from the last 2 days. I'm not scratching around trying to find police state news. Breathalyzer tests are now the law at New Jersey High School. Everyone must be breathalyzer. Now the story here isn't the police state of the breathalyzer. In justifies the means bull, training them how to be slaves, no Fourth Amendment. They're basically prisons now, these public schools. It's the last line that the principal says school officials avoid running into any privacy issues by making students sign contracts which states they may submit to breathalyzers. See, I've got articles here saying it's the law, you've got to take shots, but then it says they make you sign a form. How is it a law that you make me with no law sign a form? This is fraud, ladies and gentlemen. And so even if you're for breathalyzers and face scanning cameras and you have the attitude of I have nothing to hide, let them stick a magnifying glass down my throat. What about bad people running government? What about history? What about what the founding fathers said? What about common sense? Well, it doesn't matter. You've all got to experience it, real tyranny first, don't you? But later you're going to remember these shows. Later, when you find out the ultimate aim of all this. Oh, but that's just one of the stories. Big Brother to scan license plates of people at trash dumps while they're dumping their trash. Cameras read number plates to check if families are flouting waste rules. See, first, it's just to stop car thieves. No, it's to micromanage your entire life. Here's another one. Who will control the thermostat? California is bracing to pass a law that by law, all thermostats in your home will be controlled by the government. This is the Sacramento Bee. It's up on truthnews.us. It's also an American thinker did a great analysis on it. And a lot of you are so brainwashed, you think that's good. Oh, yeah, have the government control my thermostat. Should you be on a government watch list? It's now gone over a million. I was saying 900,000 last week. I'm sorry, it's gone up. Over a million Americans on the watch list. No flying, no nothing anymore, no freedom. No judge, no jury, no conviction. Over a million of you. You think there's a million Al-Qaeda in America? Nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. It's you, buddy. It's you, lady. The parasites that run the government are making sure their milk cows behave. You're being chained down right now. And believe me, the real fun's going to start once they got the shackles on you. Then they're not even going to say it's for your own good. They're going to smile at you and let the little red eyes glow and say, you be a slave now. Get ready for some raping. But it's not too late. Once the raping starts, the tyranny of your liberty and your freedom starts getting raped, gang raped by the government, you can just remember this show that I warned you. But it doesn't matter. The government can ignore the law. McClatchy newspapers, Bush ignores law on Mexican trucks. And I have another report here where police chiefs admit they're told do not enforce against illegal aliens. You're going to have cameras scanning you, your liberty, your Fourth Amendment right, your freedoms controlled, everything manipulated, everything tracked, your cell phones tracked, everything listened to. It's all admitted now. The illegal aliens are above the law, and I'm not even picking on them. The point is the government is run by corporations and parasites. It's not free market. It's there to protect monopoly capitalism. It's not real capitalism. And then I have another one, the year in First Amendment rights, Internet censorship. This is from the First Amendment organization. We're going to go over that today. So that is coming up. That's just a small portion of what we have. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Mike in Pennsylvania calling in about Ron Paul. You're on the air, my friend.
Hi, Alex. Hey, great show Friday. Great job. And I just want to let you know that Ron did great on the Bill Moyers interview on PBS.
I watched it. It's up on RonPaulWarRoom.com. Go ahead.
Absolutely. That was great. And today with Wolf Blitzer, he did great. Mainstream media appears to be giving him at least more for him rather than attacking him.
And that's why Fox News has turned up the attack while censoring him, because they are supporting Hillary Clinton. And by the way, for conservatives, you may have almost ran off the road right there laughing. Anybody wants to call in and make bets with me right now? I mean, I'm being sarcastic because we can't do that legally. I'll take 100 conservatives want to call in. Give me your name, number. I'll make $1,000 bets with each one of you that the White House is helping write her speeches, that Fox for 5 years has been funding her secretly, and now it's public. I have dozens of mainstream articles.
Well, I just want, like I said, I wanted to get that in there. Well, let's get some other calls. And one real thing you brought up about the garbage issue, I just wanted to let you know that I wasn't going to mention anything about this, but I was actually, for being $86 behind in a rural township here in Pennsylvania, was issued a warrant of arrest because I was $86 behind on my garbage bill. That's what we've come down to. It has come down to that.
So absolutely.
I don't pay a private corporation. I was behind on a bill. They sent a constable after me for $86.
Which, by the way, I've seen the court cases. It's illegal, but the cops don't even know that. That's a civil matter. Now, let me explain when we get back since you raised this. Water, waste management. Openly, there's even been mainstream reports on this. It's basically mafia run now. We're going to explain to you what's going to happen. You're going to be paying hundreds of dollars per trash can by the time they're done. And if you don't like it, men will drop by with machine guns. It'll take you to a camp. This is all. I know you're laughing out there. You're laughing about the government controlling your thermostats, aren't you? Just wait. Okay? Don't worry. You're going to be raped by the New World Order. You want to be slaves? You want to be bug-eyed, little pathetic chicken necks? We'll be right back with the Hell Around Paul campaign.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp. I say go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Now, attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's T-A-C-T-I-O.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Right. News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, and Ron Paul's got a huge rally going on in about an hour of time all over New Hampshire and surrounding areas. So that's going on right now, and Jesse Benton, communications director for RonPaul2008.com campaign, is scheduled to be calling in or popping in. You never know. He might be on in the next hour. I think Ron Paul was on a different hour than he was supposed to be Friday. That's what happens with these campaigns as they are fluid. You want to talk about the situation with Fox censoring him from the final debate less than 2 days out, less than 48 hours out from the New Hampshire primary, that key battleground state. The third state to have its primary. First, Iowa, where Ron Paul got more than double the numbers of Rudolph Giuliani, and now, of course, out in Wyoming. This is just absolutely amazing. And did you just give me the thumbs up that we got, Jesse? Let's go ahead and go to Jesse Benton. He is the media director, the press secretary for RonPaul2008.com out there on the front lines in New Hampshire. Jesse, I know you're a very busy man. We won't keep you long. Tell us where you are right now in New Hampshire.
Hey, Alex. Greetings from Manchester. I am here at our own town hall debate that we're throwing tonight. We've got about 200 undecided New Hampshire voters. We're at the local studio in Manchester. We're having a great town hall with Ron Paul, Barry Goldwater Jr., and again, undecided voters in New Hampshire.
This seems to have backfired Fox News, not letting the congressman who got double-digit lead, I mean more than double the votes Giuliani got with the Republican Party, Republican senator from New Hampshire, pulling out, saying this is censorship and outrageous. CEOs of major companies saying they're boycotting, they're pulling out, saying they're outraged. I mean, Fox is really pig-headed.
Fox is looking, they back themselves into a real corner, Alex, because the right thing is they include Dr. Paul in this forum. You know, we're at 14% in the latest Rasmussen poll. We just won 10% in Iowa, more than double what Rudy Giuliani polled. We're routinely outpolling Fred Thompson, who's included at 3-1, and we've out-fundraised all Republican candidates in the fourth quarter. You know, by any metric, Dr. Paul belongs in any kind of candidate form being held in New Hampshire. And this is real. I think it's a real affront to the citizens of New Hampshire who have a real sense of fair play and who want to hear from all the candidates.
Why is Fox doing this in the last highly publicized debate, excluding Dr. Paul, when he beat the pants off Mr. Giuliani, Mr. Gould?
Well, that's the head-scratcher, Alex, is that they won't even give a reason why. We have not returned at least half a dozen phone calls from our campaign to their offices, and they also won't answer to the media either. You know, outlets like the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, their very own nationwide affiliates in Houston.
Time Magazine called them and said they wouldn't call them back.
I think that's fairly arrogant right there to not return phone calls to Time Magazine. It's a real head-scratcher to me. I'm just not sure what they're coming from.
Well, the good news is CNN is responding by simultaneously re-airing last night's debate that didn't get as much coverage, that turned into real fireworks and was the best debate yet, where they were really getting at each other's throats.
It really was the best debate. I commend ABC for their really fine debate, really high quality. Charles Gibson was a great moderator, and this forum really allowed candidates to get into it. They are re-airing it, and CNN is actually doing a live shot, I believe, as we speak, from our town hall that we're having as an answer to Fox.
So, see, this is backfired. You've got all the other networks, as I was just watching during the break, tuning in to what Dr. Paul is doing, tuning into what you're doing there at the campaign with the grassroots forces, our horde of liberty lovers who just want to legalize freedom again and want to defeat the New World Order. You're all there, and it's backfired on Fox, and the networks are cutting and covering you guys. This is fantastic.
I think it has backfired on Fox. More people are paying attention to Dr. Paul's exclusion and wondering why and getting a little angry about it rather than tuning into this Fox forum, which I predict will have very poor ratings. You know, another thing too, Alex, is we got a special invite to be the lead guest for a full 15-minute segment on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno tomorrow night. So Dr. Paul's going to be flying out there late night tonight to do that show. His son and Rand Paul and Barry Goldwater Jr. are going to handle the retail politics on the ground in Manchester and in New Hampshire tomorrow. And Ron's going to get to go before 12 million viewers on tonight's show, specifically to address the topic, why is Fox excluding him?
Now, I've got to say this, because I want to know personally from you what we're doing about it. He is starting to look a little more tired than he was a month ago. I mean, as a young man, it would be grueling and exhausting. I mean, I've gone to one hotel event and shook 500 hands and done 5-6 radio interviews and been totally exhausted. How is he keeping up? I mean, you guys told me he's doing 15 hours a day or so. I mean, continually shaking hands at interviews. I mean, I know he's a top flight stock car we got, but I don't want to blow his engine.
I agree. We're always trying to be conscientious of that. It means we have to say no to a lot of great things. Believe it or not, Alex, we're starting to get better and better treatment by a lot of people in the mainstream media. A lot of folks at MSNBC and CNN have been real good to us, and they're always extending more generous offers than we can accept. We always try to be real conscious to get Ron a break and make sure that he gets meals and things like that. That sounds like a radical concept, making sure he eats. But we have to really be very conscious of that. And we are going to have to get him a little break here for a couple of days after New Hampshire. But then it's right back on the campaign trail, because we've got Michigan, South Carolina, and Nevada, and particularly in South Carolina and Nevada, we think we're playing extremely strong. And We also think that his message resonates well in Michigan.
We're talking to Jesse Benton. He is the press secretary and head spokesman for the RonPaul2008.com campaign. Jesse, I've got a graph here of numbers from several different polls I looked at, and I kind of just stenciled them out on paper myself. Depending on the poll, there's a slight variation. But the numbers I've got is 11 months ago, 0 in every poll. 6 months ago, 2% in every poll. 3 months ago, about 4% in the polls. And then in the last month, 8%, and then he goes from 8 to 14 to 15, and some polls even higher. And so not only is it exponential, now he's accelerating how fast he gains steam, while the other candidates are up and down, mainly down, showing that, he's the only candidate I see who is steadily going up. And that is exciting. I mean, he really could win this thing.
Yeah, you know, it really, and New Hampshire is critical on Tuesday, and we need every single voter to turn out on Tuesday. You know, Tuesday is election day. You got to know where you're voting, where your poll center is, and find some time in your day to go out and vote for Dr. Paul if you care about freedom, if you care about the Constitution and what makes America great. Turnout is going to be the key here, and that's going to be what separates second from third and third from fourth and first from, I mean, it could be a first to fourth, first to fifth swing based on turnout. So everybody's got to turn out and vote. If we can continue to build on the momentum that we've got, a greater percentage of the vote, the rise in the placing, and continue to show momentum, we're going to be looking great moving in to Michigan and South Carolina and Nevada, and continue to build momentum there. With the fundraising prowess that we've got, the money we've got, the passion out there, that the people that are going to be willing to contribute even more money for freedom, we have a real shot to continue to build momentum. Some other candidates are going to have to drop out, and then come February 5th, we've got a real shot at this thing.
Now, Jesse, you only got time for two more questions. I'm going to let you get back to the important work you're doing inside that live televised rally that CNN and others are carrying large sections of, the backfiring on Fox. Congressman Paul, going into these states, I just want to restate to everybody out there and get your take on this. Regardless of whether he wins or loses, we win because the movement of liberty. I mean, who would have thought we'd be talking about the Federal Reserve 6 months ago on a national, level about it being private? Who would have ever thought we'd be talking about the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order and the North American Union? The media has gone from denying it exists and now having to admit it exists. I mean, this is liberty itself is winning, period. That's why everybody's got to throw all caution to the wind and pile onto this campaign.
Yeah, I agree. You make a great point. This campaign has two purposes. You know, one is to elect Dr. Paul president, and the other is to make sure that these ideas are alive and strong. And obviously the prize, the goal that everyone needs to be focused on is winning this election right now. We might never have this opportunity again. But then the secondary prize, the little Cupid doll, is of course, and it's a really big Cupid doll, and it's a great thing. Is that we are spreading these ideas, or we're spreading the idea of the Constitution and of sovereignty and of sound money.
Absolutely. Jesse Benton, everybody get out there Tuesday. Everybody vote for Ron Paul. Everybody spread the word. Jesse Benton, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back with your calls, a lot more on Campaign Tuesday.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Busy reading RonPaulWarren.com, all the questions and posts and statements and blogs that are being put up there on our new site, RonPaulWarren.com. If you've got any specific questions for me, go in there and post them right now or over at PrisonPlanet.com, link through, and you can post there on the message board. We're also going to have open phones into the next hour at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Texas, 836-0590. Calling directly into the mothership here. For listeners out there, I mean, I'm asking you this question. Do you see this as I see it, as a capitulation by Fox? By capitulation, I mean they realize that Ron Paul makes all the phony conservative Republicans look liberal, look like establishment, look like phonies, look like fakes. Do you think that this is the fact that when they thought he was in, you know, 1, 2, 3 percentage points in these stage polls, that, so what, we can, you know, let him be in the debates. But now that he's exploding in the poll numbers and this huge buzz is everywhere, I mean, Jay Leno's not having him on 3 times for nothing. 15 minutes coming up in a few nights on the eve of the election, I guess tomorrow night. They're doing this desperately right now when they know he's got a chance of winning. And imagine, this is somebody who will get rid of the Federal Reserve, somebody who will get us out of all these wars and 100-something nations with our troops. This is a big deal. And I noticed that a rare occurrence, Trey Kincaid actually has grabbed the microphone through the glass. I see him, and he wants to say something.
Well, I just know you don't like me to chime in through your headset there. We're going to have Trevor Lyman joining us here at the top of the hour, I think, just so you know there.
Okay, good, to give us a report on the blimp and what it's doing. And we've also launched our RonPaulAircore.com. Thank you for that info. Hey, Trey, what do you think about the fact that Fox has said that Ron Paul can't be in this debate that's going on, and then the fact that it backfired now, and that CNN's carrying it, MSNBC's carrying clips of it, they're re-airing the ABC debate later?
think it's one of the most disgusting displays of journalism I've ever seen in my life. I don't think any presidential candidate who's running for president should be barred from any debate whatsoever. That's not how media works.
Yeah, but then they're going to argue that, well, then some crazy person who goes and signs up for president. I mean, what would be the benchmark criteria?
If the crazy person is getting 1-2% on the polls, I think he should be allowed.
Okay, so that's your criteria. Well, that wouldn't be a crazy person, sure. I mean, their argument is, well, some bum goes and signs up for president, or if Alex Jones does, should we have him up there? And I think, obviously, no, but if it's a congressman, a senator, somebody serious, they're raising money, exactly, I agree with you. Certainly. Why'd they let him in the polls earlier or in the debates earlier? Now when he's big in the polls, why would they exclude him? That shows the fear.
I don't even know what to make of it, if it's fear or as if they feel like that they don't have a duty to present all sides.
You think it's arrogance. You know, I agree with you, hubris. Let us go ahead and just go to your calls. They're all over the map today. Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Missouri. He wants to talk about execution trucks, whatever that means. Go ahead, Ronnie. You're on the air.
First, Alex, I just want to tell you I'm so happy for you and the success that we're having in this movement. And here you kind of jacked up. You know?
I am jacked up. I am excited.
I know you are, man. I'm so excited, I can't hardly stand it.
Are you calling in about the mobile execution vans that they have?
That was the question, but I just wanted to mention this daggum thing that they did with Ron Paul on Fox News. Man, I wrote him a scathing letter how I felt about him. I hope everybody does and let them know how
well,
I'm sorry.
Wait till people find out that they're really behind Hillary, which has now come out in major newspapers, but still people don't believe it.
No doubt, you know. But I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I just haven't been able to connect.
Well, you called in about mobile execution vans. What's your question?
This lady has put out these websites on where this truck driver got stopped, and they found some guillotines in there, and then there's this place in Portland, Oregon, supposed to be making these cars that has shackles in them.
Yes, I've been out and actually photographed those, but not in Portland, Oregon. It was going on out at the federal prison in Bastrop in 1998. Now, I've been on air 13 years, but for about 15 years I've been hearing about the story of the truck driver, and it's always a lady they know whose cousin saw it, and the truck tumps over and there's martial law signs, or the truck tumps over and there's guillotines or there's shackles. And that is an urban legend. Now, a lot of times those have roots in the truth, but no one ever wants to go to the actual documents. They want to just cover the rumors. And I'm glad you called in with it. I'm not poo-pooing that. I'm just saying Houston Chronicle, mainstream news reports FEMA camps. I told you a year before it came out, but gave you the FEMA documents that they recruited 13,000 and 26,000 preachers to train their flocks, to turn in their guns, go to FEMA camps, take forced inoculations. Now it's been in the mainstream news. I've written articles about it, linked to the stories, linked to the mainstream TV reports, as they say how good it is to go to camps and have your guns taken. See, that's the difference, is they're now announcing all this. Their torture's good. You know, I was talking about torture 10 years ago because our government was training the world how to do it. Now they admit they're doing it. But on the subject of mobile execution vans, the Scotsman, the BBC, Associated Press, Reuters, I've got a film I made in 2002 with photos of the mobile execution vans in mainstream media. Mainstream news covering it. China bought 14 mobile execution vans per major city, and they go around killing hundreds of people a day per city and taking their organs and openly selling them to Americans and Indians and rich Japanese and others, rich Chinese. And that's now mainstream news. It finally hit U.S. news this year. Well, not this year. Now 2007 seems like this year, but it was last year. In USA Today, just type mobile execution vans China. And now the U.S. got some and is using them in Iraq, and they are taking the Iraqis. And they do admit on NBC that if you don't have your ID in order, they kill you on the spot and then harvest your organs. Now, I know that's hard to believe. I'm not kidding. It's mainstream news, but kind of back of the paper. And, yeah, they got mobile execution vans going around just like China. And if you don't have your ID in order, they kill you in Iraq. And that was first in the Ithaca Journal in 2002. They had Private Gruckheimer was in there, and he came home to a big parade, and he said, "What'd you do in Afghanistan?" He said, "Well, we went into whole villages and killed all women and children, including babies." And then the Pentagon came out on Fox News and said, "Well, let us clarify. Those are enemy villages, but yes, we do kill everyone. On foot, we go in and murder everyone." And you go, "How dare you talk bad about our troops?" Well, somebody should have talked bad about troops in Germany, and Germany wouldn't have turned into what it was. You know, now is the My Lai massacre okay in Vietnam? I mean, what happened to you? What happened to this country? You know, people, the government on purpose through CBS that's now come out, released the naked pyramids and the people on top milk boxes with wires and dogs biting people and dead bodies. And you thought that was just having fun, a joke, blowing off some steam, as national talk show host said. Well, Congress saw thousands of photos and hundreds of videos of people. Go read the general a report put out by the Army. This is the Army's admitted report where it's things out of the movie Saw that I can't mention. Let's just say acid is used with giant objects. I'm going to leave it there. Children are raped in front of their parents. Acid is involved. Acid. Acid. And the Army's own report said 97% of those taken to Abu Ghraib and 30-plus other camps didn't have their papers in order at checkpoints. Folks, they hired former federal and state prison guards who had records, who'd been fired, who'd been in trouble. That's who they got into the Army to go over there and do this. Remember out in Bastrop, one of the prisons 2 years ago, they had to shut the women's prison down because they were having mass rapes and videotaping it and selling it? Remember the Texas Youth Commission where all the big facilities had rape nights? That came out in the news. This is who runs our country. Armies of criminals. Armies of hardcore sickos. Okay? I don't care what you say. Battery acid is not good. You don't use it on children. I took my wife to a movie last night, The Kite Runner. Excellent film. About the horrors of Afghanistan and the Taliban, who were horrible. Our government put them in power. Of course they're evil. And I'm coming out in the parking lot, and I see this yellow bumper sticker, and it said, "Torture is wrong." And it said, "Report it, investigate it, prosecute it." And I thought, my God, we have to have stickers on our cars saying torture's bad now. That's the debate we're having. And a lot of you feel like you're members of the establishment, so you think that you're part of this system and it's funny and cute. You're soft, decadent scum who's lived in the lap of luxury and who's now going into tyranny. TruthNews.us, the new website, is RonPaulWarden.com. I'll take some of your questions and comments out of the site. When we get back, go right to your call. Stay with me.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an ionic foot spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level, your cells become electrically balanced, and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites, and with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is...